Eamon, you're very welcome to the show.
Amber, thank you for giving me the time to chat with you this afternoon.
So the Ignite programme helps startups progress. Will you explain to us, Eamon, just how exactly the programme does this?
Yeah, for over 10 years now, we've been running the Ignite Startup Incubation programme, where we provide a programme of workshops, seminars, guest speakers, access to mentors, advisors, use of a shared workspace here in UCC's Western Gateway building, and a small seed funding to help recent graduates take a startup idea from that very early idea stage through to first revenue or maybe first investment raised.
That's fantastic. And tell us about this incubation programme then. It's starting in April and it's open to applications at the moment.
Yes, yeah. The way we structure the programme is that we have a rolling programme. So at any point in time, we have somewhere between 10 and 20 startups that we're working with. And they naturally will progress on. They'll generate revenue. They'll be in a position to move on and develop the businesses on their own feet, so to speak. And then we invite new startups to take up the places of the businesses that are progressed on. So we don't operate with a cohort that all starts together at a certain point in time and all finishes together. We've got that rolling program. So right now we're open for applications to join the program from April. And we'd expect somewhere between 5 and 10 startups perhaps will join us at that point in time. And that will very much depend on the quality of the applications. And we're particularly looking for ambitious recent graduates with ideas for scalable startups. And the successful applicants then will be invited to join the program in early April. And they will be joining the startups that we're currently working with and have been working with for, in some cases, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. And then that feeds that incubation ecosystem, if I can call it that we have here.
And Eamon, I know you mentioned there that you're looking for graduates who have a startup idea, but is there any specific criteria that people need to be aware of?
We're looking for people with ambition. We would like to see people that see the opportunity to develop products and services that can be have the potential to be exported. They're more likely to be using some form of technology to enable that, to see people that have the ambition and see the opportunity to create jobs, and that are passionate about what they're trying to do, about the impact that they can have, that the change that they can make in people's lives with the products and services that they bring to market. And if I just talk about two, for example, in recent years, we've worked with Claire Meskill that has a business called Thalia, which allows people with Parkinson's to conduct their own speech therapy at home, which means they have more intensive access to speech therapy, which improves their quality of voice or extends their period of high quality of voice. Marco Sullivan recently led a spin out of UCC with developing a device that monitors brainwave activity in newborn infants, and very much looking forward over the years ahead that will be a product that will be available in hospitals all over the world to allow that early stage monitoring for all newborn infants. Just to give two examples of products and services that can have real world impact.
That's really interesting, Eamon. And for startups, it can be quite a daunting time. I suppose someone might have a very good idea, but you know, people mightn't know exactly where to turn or how to start it off. So taking part in this programme and having the support there and the guidance there is hugely beneficial and will be hugely beneficial to their idea as well.
Absolutely. And what we will always say to folks that are, and anybody that has a startup idea that like to develop, to contact us, we'd be happy to chat with them about it. The early stage oftentimes is about understanding who's your customer, what problem are you going to solve for that customer, and then begin to think about what your product or service solution is going to be. And in the early stages for many people, it's about what we refer to as customer engagement, getting out there and spending time talking to customers and understanding what their current situation is and how they would like to see that different, and then beginning to think about how you can bring a product or service to market that can address that need, so to speak. And that's, I've got to say, a more successful approach than the more traditional approach, which would be to build a product or service and finish it off and then bring it to the market to see if the need is there for it. So we find that those steps that we take are more likely to lead to successful outcomes, successful startups.
Because it's good to know at the very early stages, as you mentioned, who exactly you're targeting. So I suppose that you're kind of being specific with the work you're doing with your idea and with the product or the service that you are doing then.
Absolutely. And understanding who your customer is and then what problem are you addressing for them. People will buy products and services if it makes their life easier, solves a problem for them.
And Eamon, how many startups has the Ignite programme supported since it was first implemented?
So, Amber, since 2011, we've worked with 175 startups or thereabouts, and they include the likes of Mark O'Sullivan's Nourabel and Claire Meskell's Talia that I've mentioned just now. Also, Connor Lydon has a business called TrustApp, which is a technology that supports payments behind online marketplaces. We've RecruitRoo, it's a business that was co-founded by Stephen McCarthy, which is looking at easing the process for immigrant workers to come to Ireland to fill many of the roles that need to be filled at this point in time. And indeed, two from Kerry, Ona Carroll and Kevin Banbury's Portal Medical Technologies, based in Killarney, and Niall Brennan with Simple Sense, which is an online platform to allow people to buy different fragrances. And that's a business he's continued to work on.
That's fantastic. It's a huge number of startups and great to see them progressing on after the programme as well.
No, absolutely. So many of them have gone on to build successful startups. So many of them have gone on to become clients of Enterprise Ireland. They're accessing export markets. Many of them along their way would have engaged with our local enterprise offices and gained initial financial support from the local enterprise offices. And it's important to say here in UCC that we should acknowledge the support not only of those local enterprise offices in the region, but also Cork City Council and Cork County Council that have been great supporters of what we're doing to support recent graduates to build businesses that can have a broadly commercial impact, but societal and environmental impact also.
And Eamon, when is the deadline for applications for this latest round of the programme?
Yeah, right now we're working towards the 26th of February. So just before midnight on the 26th of February is our closing date for applications. And anyone interested in finding out more information, very simply, Ignite, I-G-N-I-T-E, .ucc.ie will give them all the information about the programme and give them a link onto the application form there.
That's fantastic. It sounds quite easy to get involved. And I can imagine you'd encourage people to reach out and just to find out more about it at the very least, but to apply then if they think it's for them as well.
Absolutely. I would say anyone that has a startup idea that they're thinking about, they're harbouring, that should reach out. And even if it's for a quick phone call to have a chat about the idea and see what it is that we might be able to do to help, we'll be more than happy to facilitate that.
That's great to hear. Eamon, thanks a million for joining me on the show. It's been lovely speaking with you.
It's been lovely talking to you too, Amber. Thank you very much.